Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, the brand new book, The Third Ingredient with the number three. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find it there. And both of those are available at Amazon. Dusty Staub is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, author of The Heart of Leadership, 12 Practices of Courageous Leaders, and other books as well. He's a leadership expert and helps his clients with put their best foot forward with their teams, make sure they operate properly. Dusty, you were giving us some great tips earlier on how to demonstrate our value to each other. And now I want you to talk to us about something that's on your mind, I know, and that's the concept of courage. I love talking about courage because you can't talk about leadership without talking about courage. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I like to say it this way. You know, where your leadership stops is where your effectiveness stops. Where your leadership stops is where your courage stops. And where your leadership stops is where, frankly, you stop. You know, it takes courage to live an effective life, to do the things we need to do, to have the difficult conversations, to hear the things we don't want to hear. And I keep seeing so many executives and so many organizations and so many families that get into trouble due to a lack of courage. And the things that are difficult or challenging don't go away, keep sweeping them under the rug or trying to avoid them. They just get bigger and bigger and bigger. The image I have, Jim, is, if you know you're going to have to swallow a toad, would you rather swallow it when it's a tadpole, or you want to give it a couple of months or years and swallow it with a 10-pound toad?
Yeah, that's a really good analogy there, Dusty. So no, and I'll tell you, I look for courage in the marketplace. I look for opportunities to catch people being courageous. And I try to point it out to them, and I don't always find it though. I mean, sometimes I find a lack of courage, but where you find a lack of courage, that's where you find a lack of performance, and probably a lack of high functioning teams. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. You know, we could talk for a moment about just recently my experience, unfortunately, with US Air. And their side carriers, PSA, they've been having trouble evidently since last Thursday. And I get a message at the last minute, my flight's been canceled and had to scramble to fly on a different airline over here to work with my clients this week. And there was no apology. There was no sense of, hey, I'm sorry. I know it's inconvenient. Here's some things we can do to mitigate it.
Yep.
It was just a real lack of customer service.
You're on your own. And folks, let me tell you something. Dusty and I started talking together today, realizing that we're both flying on American Airlines, he yesterday and me today, and both of us were in the process of getting screwed by American Airlines because of their computer systems. Apparently, according to what I've read, airlines, PSA, one of their contract airlines, had messed up a bunch of flights, a bunch of them. And it's apparently, Dusty, it's been going on for a week or so. And so, folks, be careful booking on American Airlines because they're not demonstrating leadership. Dusty, I had two connecting flights. I had a connecting flight, and I was going to be too late to get there to catch my second flight. And they weren't doing anything about helping me get to my destination. In fact, they basically acted as if they were going to dump me out at that connecting airport.
Yeah, I know. Well, a lack of courageous conversations makes a lot of problems and really can alienate customers. And this is true for any business leader out there. when we don't face into it. Like I teach customer service teams, and the thing about customer service is you don't usually get a call with somebody calling to thank you and tell you what a great job your company's doing.
Right.
You usually get complaints and issues and problems. But you need to be an active problem solver, a great positive attitude, and you need to make that customer feel valued, like you want their service, and you're there to help them.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, folks, one quick thing on that last part. I would avoid American Airlines based on the way they're behaving. If I were you, I would avoid American Airlines until they get their computer cornflakes together. I mean, American is not a great airline anyway, especially since they have acquired U.S. Air. But it's really this last little episode is really bad. So forewarned is forearmed. You got two guys talking to you right now who had a problem on basically the same day. So these are profiles in lack of courage, aren't they? These are profiles in lack of leadership. These are examples, and unfortunately, for small businesses, Dusty, these are examples that we can use to demonstrate the difference between small business and big business, can't we?
Yes, exactly. Very often, you can have big businesses that do a great job with customer service, but very often the smaller businesses do a much better job. They're much closer to the customer. They don't have as many layers.
Absolutely. I remind people that Amazon can sell you 147 back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back. Hey, stableadership.com, is that right, Dusty?
That's right.
All right.
www.stableadership.com.
And they can find your books there, right?
Yes, not only the heart of leadership, but the seven acts of courage and dynamic focus.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.